short while later, and a smaller snowball formed the head. Between them they lifted it and placed it on top of the body. The snowman was now taller than they were, so the task of balancing Frosty Head on Snowy shoulders was not straightforward. Pieces of coal from Jim's pocket made eyes, and pebbles from the edge of a nearby flower bed served as buttons down the snowman's front, pressed into the cold, yielding body. A broken carrot, saved for the purpose with admirable forethought by young Harry, was positioned as the snowman's nose. Beneath it, he described a smiling mouth with his finger.
"It's a shame we don't have a hat for him," Jim opined. "Give him your cap," Harry suggested.
"Give him yours,"
Jim retorted.
"Nah," Harry decided. "Don't reckon Mr. Snowman will feel the cold."
They both laughed at this, and before long an impromptu snowball fight had started between the two. Finally, cold, soaked and exhausted, the two boys sat down in front of the snowman and admired their handiwork. As they sat there, the afternoon drawing into early evening, there was a crackle as if of gunfire, followed by a percussion of lights and sparks in the sky above.
"Fireworks!" Harry exclaimed. "Must be left over from November the 5th,
Jim observed.
"We had that weeks ago. Or Christmas has come early."
They watched the display for several minutes. At some point, he could not say exactly when, Harry observed that a dark figure wearing a top hat had appeared in the corner of the gardens behind their snowman. He too seemed to be watching the display. As the last few fireworks exploded in the evening sky, the man pushed something Harry could not clearly see into his coat pocket, turned, and stepped back into the shadows by the back wall of the gardens.
"Who is that?"
Harry asked. But Jim had seen no one.
"Probably come to admire our snowman. Here,"
he added as a final explosive crack echoed round the enclosed space.
"We better be getting back. Still got that yard to sweep."
At least now the snow had stopped falling, they could sweep the yard without it merely filling up again, Harry thought. But before they left, the two boys paused to admire their snowman one last time. It was taller than either of them, and wider than both of them together. They were about to turn, reluctantly, and leave, when a portion of snow fell away from the front of the frosty sculpture. Two of the pebble buttons fell with it. Jim retrieved them and pressed them back into the snowman's chest.
"Wonder if he'll still be here tomorrow," Harry said.
But Jim did not reply. The boy was staring at his index finger, the one with which he had pressed the pebbles into the snow. The end of his finger was a livid red. Even in the fading light of the evening, Harry could see what it was.
Blood!